about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Michelle, when you want to accomplish a goal, do you tend to kind of be happy-wappy about it? You know, like, oh, look what I'm going to do. I'm going to make this big change, and then you're just sort of real positive, and you just start marching down that road. Is that kind of your gig, or
I think that is a big part of my gig, and maybe it's not the best thing for me to be doing, huh?
I think we're going to be talking about rethinking that whole positive goal-setting attitude because of a brand new book out, believe it or not, called Rethinking Positive Thinking, Inside the New Science of Motivation, written by Dr. Gabrielle Ettingen. She is a professor of psychology at New York University, and she's also at the University of Hamburg. Welcome to Her Radio. Gabrielle, we're so excited to have you on.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay, so we're trying to understand now. All right, what was the motivation behind writing your book, Rethinking Positive Thinking?
Well, you know, we found a lot of data showing that positive dreaming and fantasizing about reaching the desired future might not be as good as we all think. And finding these data made me feel that we want to share that with the people who think positively and think that's the way to go. And positive thinking alone is enough to actually reach our goals. It doesn't seem to be like that.
So it's really rethinking your positive thinking and how you can find motivational problem-solving strategies to actually help reach your goals, dreams, and desires, right? That's why you wrote the book.
Well, yeah, we found that the more positively, for example, women who wanted to reduce weight fantasized about their success in weight loss, the less well they did after 3 months and after 1 year and even after 2 years, or the more positive fantasies were of university graduates about transitioning to work life, the more positive these fantasies were, the fewer dollars they earned 2 years later and the fewer applications they had sent out and also the fewer offers they had gotten. So it seems many studies we did show the same pattern. The more positively people fantasize and daydream about the future, the less well they do, the less effort they put in. And
interesting.
The less success they have.
Interesting. So what you're really saying then is one of the things you're saying then is that, you know, being positive is great, but there's something else that's missing. And what's missing is something that you actually developed. You put together a 4-step process to help people with this entire issue so they didn't just sort of happily jump down the path of positivity and they missed something. So you call it the WOOP process, the WOOP process. What is that?
Exactly. So we learned from our participants that sheer positive thinking, sheer positive dreaming is not enough. So we created a 4-step procedure to actually help people actually achieve these wishes and solve their concerns. And these 4-step procedure is very simple. It's you identify a wish which is actually very dear to you. Not any wish, but the wish you really feel is important to you. And then you identify the best outcome if you fulfill that wish. And that's the first O. What would be a feeling you would have if you fulfill that wish? And then you imagine that best outcome. And then you change gears and you say, actually, what holds me back from realizing that wish and experiencing that lovely outcome? What is it in me that stands in the way? And now we have the second O, which is the obstacle. You identify the obstacle in you that stands in the way of wish fulfillment and experiencing the outcome. And then you imagine that obstacle. It might be a feeling, an anxiety, it might be shyness, whatever you identify in you that holds you back from achieving your wishes. And then the P at the end is a plan in the form of, if obstacle, and you imagine now the obstacle, then I will. And now you put in an effective action you could do in order to overcome that obstacle. And that's what: wish, outcome, obstacle, and plan. So if you want to know more about WHOOP and how you apply it and what is it good for in your daily life, you can go on whoopmylife.org. This is a website where you find the information about rethinking positive thinking, and you also find two apps, an app for children and an app for adults, which you can use actually for everyday life to help you to fulfill your wishes and resolve your concerns.
Oh, I love
I
that.
I actually
That's
went
be
to
helpful.
The website. You should go to that website, Michelle.
I will. I'm going to post it on Empower.
Oh, I really had a good time when I did it.
Yeah, so let me ask you this, Gabrielle. What is a great tool to follow in achieving your goals? So if we never fully commit, then it's difficult to achieve anything. What the mental contrasting technique forces you to do is make a choice, right? So what is a great tool to follow in achieving your goals?
That's exactly it. So the WOO is the mental contrasting part, meaning the part where you identify a wish, you imagine the best outcome of fulfilling that wish, and then you switch gears and you go and say, what is it in me that stands in the way? So that will make it very clear whether you can and whether you really want to overcome that obstacle and fully go for achieving the future, or whether you say, well, that obstacle is really so formidable that I really don't want to hop over it, or I just can't. And then with good conscience, you can leave your wish a wish, and you can put your energy and your time and your investment into another project which has more feasibility, meaning which you can then actually also achieve.
Right.
You know what I really love, Gabrielle, is what you're doing is really infusing reality into the entire process of setting up goals, having dreams and wishes, visualizing outcome. All of this is written beautifully in your book, Rethinking Positive Thinking Inside the New Science of Motivation. And that website, Whoop My Life, that's WOOP, mylife.org, is absolutely fabulous, and everyone should go to it because you could really get some handy apps and practical tools, tips, and techniques to really inject, you know, that whole sense of, hey, obstacles are out there. You got to plan for them. And don't be so shocked when one of them pops up. Know what they are. Get that plan A, B, C, D, E, F, G in place. And that's why Dr. Gabrielle Ettingen has been fabulous in helping us understand how to rethink your positive goal-setting attitude. Thank you for being on Her Radio, Dr. Ettingen. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King-Robeson.
And don't forget, go to the website so you can use this WHOOP technique, wish, outcome, obstacles, and plan. That's going to help you so much in your everyday life and fulfilling your goals. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.